शांति, ओम शांति। हार्टी वेलकम टू ऑल बाबा'स प्रेशियस ज्वेल्स टू दिस इवनिंग सेशन। आई होप ऑल ऑफ यू रिमेंबर द सेल्फ रेस्पेक्ट। टू रिमेंबर, इट वॉज वेरी यूजफुल। हाउ मेनी थिंक इट्स वेरी यूजफुल? So the rest of you will start to remember who you are while sitting here, whilst hearing the lecture. We're going to be seated in our deity form, just to remember and to be aware that I'm a deity and the child of the highest on high. So this evening we have Dr. Pratap with us. His Baba's precious jewel, beautiful instrument of God, serving and inspiring the souls around the globe through his insights and valuable inspirations from time to time. He is the director and trustee of the Global Hospital and Research Center. Have you visited GHRC? I think all of you have visited. So Dr. Pratap is the director and trustee of the GHRC Mount Abu. Also he is the trustee and also supervisor, superintendent of the Eye Hospital down in Taleti. Have you seen Global Eye Hospital? Trauma Center, have you visited? No? Shivmani Old Age Home? See, there are various, Baba's hospital projects, and he's the director and trustee of all the projects concerned to Global Hospital down Taleti and in Mount Abu. So Baba's beautiful instrument, who is an inspiration for everyone around the globe. And today's his topic is unblock and unlock the intellect. I think all our intellects are unlocked. So let's hear valuable experiences from Dr. Pratap. So let's give him a big hand and welcome him to this evening session. So now I request Dr. Pratap to share his valuable experiences regarding the topic.
Om Shanti. Very happy to be here with the global family. It's a fortune to be part of this family. We are so lucky that Baba unites us all. He is the one who takes us all along together. We are godly student also. He is our teacher also. And he is our guide also. When Baba, we were introduced to Baba, what was our intoxication? We received something which we never expected in life. We never expected that we would be so fortunate that God would be our teacher. And He is the supreme teacher. There is nothing over Him, nothing better than Him. And the way He talks to us, speaks to us, it never looks like teaching. It's like Father is sharing some secrets with the children. He always talks with so much love and respect for each soul. He has so much faith in us that sometimes we feel, we really check ourselves, have we reached that stage that Supreme Father, Supreme Teacher has so much faith in us. He has faith that we would manifest to Him. We would be the embodiment, we would be the instruments through which God would be introduced to the whole world. That is what our fortune is. We are responsible. We are all very special instruments of God. And when we address Him, we address Him as the Father, Baba. And we feel so close to Him. and we are all together on a journey to perfection. And He inspires us that we should become like Him. We should be perfect like Him. He is the perfect. No one would ever imagine in the world, even in bhakti, what they ask from God is very little. They only beg. When they go, they would only say, open our intellect. They go and say that we don't have anything. We go and beg for fortune from Him. But on all along the journey, we know this world where we live is not still perfect. We are in an imperfect world. I would say rather we are in a world which is going from bad to worse. The situations are changing so fast. Everything is uncertain. The future is uncertain. People are full of fear. They feel very lonely. They feel as if they belong to no one. So much depression, so much suicide, so much is increasing. But why do we feel safe? We feel very close, secure within us. Today the people have the problem that they feel very insecure. But we feel so secure, we feel so safe and so happy. Why do we feel that so? What's the reason? Because we are connected to Him. But when we stay connected, what we call the third eye of wisdom. What is third eye? It is the intellect of the soul. Baba comes and opens us our third eye. And when He opens our third eye, we are able to discern in a way which no one has ever done. You know, I was listening to even yesterday's Murli. You know, if you look at Gita, the final effort of a yogi, the final destination of yogi is when he is steadfast. Nothing can move him. No storms can move him. No suffering can move him. What we call the final stage of a yogi. But why do we really, on our journey, we all know that Baba expects us to be perfect, but we are still imperfect. We are still striving. What are the hurdles which come to our intellect? What are the blocks? Where do we get stuck? Well, we might have conquered body consciousness. We might have conquered the major things, major hurdles. We have been able to make our life pure and sublime. But when it comes to subtle things, like, you know, you can compare third eye to a periscope or a telescope. You know, scope widens our vision. Whenever you use a scope, whether it is a microscope or a periscope or a kaleidoscope, it widens your horizon. So third eye is like a scope for us. We are able to see what others are not able to see. You know, telescope makes our consciousness unlimited. We are able to see the space and we are able to see the stars. But that is in the worldly way. But in the alaukic way, we know what is, our consciousness becomes of one united family. And like we use microscope, we know why does anger come to us? Anger comes from dissatisfaction. When we are expecting something, we are able to go within and find. We are not just doing the cosmetic surgery, but we go to the root cause of the issues. So Baba has given us such magic, but even then sometimes we feel disheartened, we feel disillusioned with our effort making. Why does it happen? What are the obstacles which come in our Brahman life? Why does our intellect get clouded? You know, we know it. See, we have those subtle, we all have experience. We are going on a journey. And sometimes the weather changes suddenly. We are very happy, we are very... And suddenly when we see someone, our mood changes. So basically we need to go within. What Baba said in the last few murlis, he said, earlier we used to say that, okay, whatever I do, people would follow. As an instrument or as a responsible person, whatever I do, people might copy me. But now it is whatever thoughts I create, my thoughts can influence others. So our effort making has to go much deeper, much within us. And we know whatever we have done so far, Baba appreciates it. And we have done tremendously well. It is not that we have not done well. We have gone quite far on our journey. Journey of spirituality, journey to perfection. But still, some trace of ego remains, which blocks our intellect sometimes. Baba says, even that I have recognized God, that's also becomes a little bit, you know, kind of a hurdle for me. I feel easy and I feel casual about it. So the attention which we need to pay to the subtle aspect of things, ego of being knowledgeable, ego of being special, ego of being a responsible instrument, of being a teacher, being someone who has been longer in the jnana, I am senior. All these hurdles do come to us. We feel hurt, we feel upset when something which we feel we take for granted is not given to us. So all these, you know, one thing which we need to, that we are all equals. No one is, I would say we might have different thoughts. No one is above or lower, but we all have different thoughts, different positions, playing different roles. We are different, but we are one also at the same time. So our intellect gets clouded by thy subtle ego. And how do I conquer that? How do I really overcome that ego? The effort making has to be continuous. Baba says that attention, the moment I become casual, the moment I become a bit careless, when I feel, oh, I have done so much, I have been doing this much for so many years, the thought which comes, it makes us slow. Like this, say this, that the story of tortoise in here. Tortoise was slow and steady. The hare could move very fast, but he thought, okay, I can always catch up with him. And he went to sleep. And the tortoise was steady. He knew that he has distance to cover. And he was able to cover better than the hare. So we need to be steady. Yes, we need to be really looking at our own self, checking. Like Baba says that every thought which comes to us, we need to check it. And then check and see, compare. It's so easy for us. The one of the thought which comes to our mind, oh, we'll do it. There's still time left. That casualness, that kind of taking everything in easy. And then we also get influenced by others. We feel, okay, who has done so far? Even the seniors have not attained that stage. So we become slow and sluggish. But Baba always reminds us that, you know, he has been talking in all the last seasons, Murli, that whatever would happen all of a sudden. So that we need to have a effort making experience of long time. If we have done effort for long time, so when suddenly something happens, then we'll remain unshaken. Nothing would be able to shake us. Because we have been able to make effort we have been able to generate our reserves. We need to generate our reserves. There needs to be reserve strength with us all the time. Because at certain times we may not be able to catch up with the effort. But if we have reserves, we have fulfilled ourselves, then we would be able to bank upon those reserves. So these kind of things do come, and we need to be prepared for that. And once we are prepared, if you are prepared to face the enemy, then probably you will be able to conquer the enemy. But if you are caught unaware, you still may be able to conquer the enemy, but then you know you might be hurt in a way also, if you are unprepared. Finally you may be able to conquer it, but you might be even hurt on the process. But if you are prepared, then you will be able to conquer the enemy in an effortless way. What else blocks our intellect? It's probably the fear. As I was saying, in the world also there is fear. The fear of the unknown, the fear of future. Fear can be of authority also. Even some people fear from God. You know, sometimes you fear that if you do something, if you do this way, what would others say? So we need to be free from that fear also. And Baba has said that you can be the best judge of your own self. No one else can judge us better than we can judge our own self. Because we know our subtle strengths also and our subtle weaknesses also. The fear has to be removed, because fear brings with us pressures, anxiety. And when you are anxious, what happens? Your energy drains away. You are not able to do your best. So you need to overcome the anxiety. The fear of unknown, the fear of future, and sometimes the fear of attainment also comes, whether I will be able to do this, whether I will be able to overcome this. Sometimes the thought comes, no, I am not capable, I cannot come in 8, I cannot come in 108. Baba has never said that. Baba says the whole field is open. So we need to overcome the fear and anxiety. And that can only come when we keep doing our practice. Practice makes us perfect. You know, the confidence, or what sister was saying, the self-respect. The self-respect comes when I know my true spiritual identity. Otherwise, you know, we in the outside world, they only have superficial self-respect of their Lokic profession, or for their Lokic beauty, or their Lokic age, or Lokic position. But Baba has given us the spiritual identity. And when we have true awareness, then we value our own self. And when we value our own self, then others also value us. Otherwise the thought comes, I am no good. That's what happens in bhakti. So this self-respect, you know, we know our true identity. Baba tells us that you are the same very hero actress who have played this role again and again. You are the ones who are so special. You have to play a special role now also. Baba gives us so many self-respect. That we are Master Almighty Authority. We are the ones who have conquered Maya several times, who have conquered Ravan several times. This is what we have done. So that spiritual identity, that I am an eternal soul, I am full of energy, full of power, my potential is very great. The soul consciousness connects us to the Supreme. Soul consciousness is built upon relationships. Our relationship with each other, our relationship with our own self. And it brings us that kind of confidence. There's no fear in soul consciousness. It's only when trace of body consciousness comes, we become fearful. We require approval of others. We want others to accept us. But when we don't have any fear, then we don't want anyone to accept us. We accept others as they are. The love, the forgiveness, everything comes in a very smooth way. Because Baba says each one of us is special. Each one of us is unique. And with that third eye, with the kaleidoscope, what happens in a kaleidoscope? You know, you would see everything is in chaos, bits of chaos. But the moment you look it through the kaleidoscope, it brings out the beautiful patterns. You know, normally we see this chaos all around. People feel the future is bleak, it is dark, but we know the future is bright. We know what is going to come for us. So we use our third eye to look at everything, to discern, to make our own commitment. It is discerning, it is making proper decision. And sometimes, you know, you don't have to make a decision, you have to just stand still. And God touches you. You get the right intuition at the right moment. But you need to have a clean intellect. Why Baba always focuses in the last season, Baba was telling us repeatedly, waste thoughts, we overcome waste thoughts. Because the energy which goes waste through the waste thoughts is enormous. You know, when a waste thought comes, what happens? We feel heavy, we feel disconnected, we feel disillusioned. And then we have self-doubt also. We start doubting our own self also. So waste thoughts, we have conquered negativity. But waste thoughts, something, you know, you look at someone and suddenly the whole battery of thought comes up. You know, it comes because of some past experience with that soul. You know, suddenly you get, you know, the moment you see that soul, or you see a situation. So thoughts start, and then, you know, sometimes I used to look, oh, how did this thought start? I would go back and see. It was such a trivial thing that the tree of waste thoughts started. Just one trigger. One trigger and everything, the whole, you really don't, when you look at the watch, you feel, oh, the time is gone. So waste thoughts, we definitely... And you know, it's not that we focus on waste thought. Our conscious effort should be to create powerful thoughts. We don't focus on waste thoughts. We consciously, like, these are various ways to do, like traffic control or having, Baba gives us every day in the Murli, we have the slogan, we have the blessing. These are the ways and means to focus on powerful thoughts, to create powerful consciousness around us. You know, sometimes I wonder why in the beginning of the Murli we have the essence, then we have the question, then we have the main Murli, then you have again the essence for inculcation, then you have blessing, and then you have slogan. So much effort is being made on us. Because we need to consciously create these positive thoughts, these powerful thoughts. Dadi Gulzar once said, okay, if you can't remember the whole Murli, remember the slogan and keep repeating that slogan. Remember the blessing. So if consciously we keep focusing and recharging this traffic control, what we have. I was reading somewhere, someone had even started making half-hourly traffic. We used to have five times in a day. Now we have hourly. But the conscious message is that throughout the day we need to make a powerful stage. Like Baba says, it's not that we are yogis, but we have yogi life. Our life is of a yogi. So waste thoughts, we really need to make effort, conscious effort to create positive thoughts, create powerful thought. The moment we see someone, a situation comes to us, we need to look at what is positive, what is the beautiful pattern emerging out of it. If you look at that, then it would make the difference. The whole spectrum would change, the beauty would emerge out of it. I was just sharing with someone, Nivebhai, we all know him very well. He can bring out positivity from a negative situation, which is absolute negative, and he can turn into absolute positive thing. Sometimes I wonder how he can do it. No, we would go to him very worked up, that we'll share with him this, that, and he comes out with such beautiful solution in a moment. Even Baba says, you know, people who share experience for Sakar Baba. In the last days, Baba would get the essence, and then in a word he'll give the solution. All questions would stand still there. It was because of their effort, their powerful stage. The only thing which we need to keep in mind is that we can do it. We are capable of doing it. That thought has to be there with us. The moment this thought comes, oh, I can't do it. It's not possible. It's only for seniors. It's not done. We have come late and we have done very little effort making. It's not possible. And the moment we bring that kind of hurdle with us, it's not possible, it cannot be done, then we have lost the battle. We need to re-energize ourselves. Yes, things would come which would dishearten us. There would be obstructions. You know, one of the beautiful things which came from the Murli is being an observer, being a detached observer. This practice, if we keep doing every day, we would definitely would be able to save so much time. When we get biased, when we get involved in a situation, what happens? We need to observe. When you observe something, you are able to see in a different perspective. Discern. Then we are able to discern, we are able to look at the thing from all the angles in a holistic way. But otherwise what happens is, sometimes, you know, if you rush things, that's how the power of silence comes. Silence means we are listening. You know, if you are passing through a forest, you can listen to the chirping of birds. Mount Abu is in this way, it's very beautiful that you walk for 15 minutes and you are in solitude. You can listen to the chirping of birds. You can even listen to the rustle of the air. It's only when we are silent then we can listen to our effort. We can listen to the nature. We can even receive from God. If we are chatting all the time, speaking all the time, we lose the crux, the content. But when we are listening with an intention of absorbing, listening with the intention of taking the essence out of it. Sometimes when we are listening to someone or listening to a lecture, we always start thinking, oh, this I have heard earlier also. This is nothing special. I always wonder when our dadis speak, They speak very simple things, but it touches our heart. Why? Because they speak from the depth of their wisdom, depth of their experience. Even the simple things like Om Shanti, Dadi Janaki repeats it 3 times. It really goes within us, because they speak from the depth of their heart, and that touches us. So being a detached observer is very important. You know, when we get biased, when we get prejudiced, what happens? We may carry the same impression about a situation, about a person, about an event. And that really creates a lot of energy deficit in us. So being detached observer means that I am not attached to anything. But I may be staying in a negative world. I know what is negative. I cannot avoid that. But when I am able to look at it as a detached observer, then I am able to conquer it. Like Baba says, listen but don't listen. See but don't see. Any adverse event doesn't go inside me. I would have enough for my need, but there's nothing enough for my greed. So I would make very, you know, if detached observer means you'll be able to have that much only what you need. You'll make very judicious use of your resources. You would value everything. You would not waste anything, whether it is physical resources or your spiritual resources. You would share. I remember once I was on a tour, and there was a two-wheeler on which I was traveling. Someone was taking me for a lecture, and I fell down. That person lost his balance and I hurt myself. I kept on doing it, but the moment I reached my place of my Lokic family, I started limping. So then the doctors told me I need to take rest. All this happened, but I never informed Madhuban. You know, suddenly you receive a letter from Dadi with a box of toli, and she says, this is an opportunity for you to make self-progress. You're lying on bed. One, you should have informed your family. You didn't inform your family. Two, this is an opportunity to introspect and reflect. I was on bed for 6 weeks. So this is how, you know, at the same time I felt connected to Madhuban, because there was a letter from Dadi, full of love. And simultaneously there was a piece of advice also, that you can't waste this time. This is the time to reflect. This is the time to energize yourself. Lying on bed, you are not doing anything. So using our time in a worthwhile way. Because what happens when we don't prepare ourselves in advance, suddenly a situation comes, then we feel very helpless. So being detached observer saves a lot of energy. You know, you are able to see the event as they are. And then you are able to help others also. The self-confidence, what we call the self-confidence to overcome all of, comes when we share with others our energy. Confidence comes from using things. Confidence comes from practicing our skills. You know, we have self-respect that enhances our self-esteem, and then we become self-confident also. The confidence comes in helping others, sharing with others. Then I feel good that I can contribute. I can share. I have something which I can contribute to this world. contribute to my family, contribute to my community. So that self-confidence comes. Then anything which comes to me, I would be able to overcome. Because people lack confidence. Why they lack confidence? Because they feel the problem is huge and they are small. We know we are master almighty authority. The problem is small before us and we are too big for it. This is the way we see. You know, who can imagine that we are the ones who are going to change the world? But how do we change the world? By changing our own self, because we see the change within us. If we feel strong, if we feel energized, then only we can share with others. We need to be fulfilled. See, normally the temptation, like Baba, yesterday's Murli was Baba saying, that we have all relationship with Him. He's our father, He's our brother, He's our guide, He's our friend. The moment we don't have all relationship with Him, our intellect would go outside. To a friend, or to a sister, or to a brother, or to a, you know, teacher. You know, the moment when we are in a problem, whom do we remember the most? Who's closest to us? We'll pick up the phone and speak to him. We'll ring up maybe our father, our mother, you know, whenever we are in a distress. If sickness comes, the first person whom we remember is mother. Because the mother nurtures us. But if sickness comes, who's our mother, father, teacher? So if we have all relationships with him, then our mind won't waver. You know, sometimes because I have so many sisters and brothers whom we have lived together, worked together, you know, they feel, oh, what would happen when we would grow old? The question comes, the insecurity comes. Where would we go? We have given our life to hospital. We have given our life to yagya. What would happen to us? See, normally what happens is people save for old age. They buy house on a maybe higher purchase system. They do all this, they plan. So I said, you need to have faith in your own self. Someone else has planned for you. You do really need to feel safe and secure. I said, if we love Baba and if we serve Baba's yagya without any iota of doubt, then everything would be taken care of. The moment the doubt comes, the moment there is lack of faith, what happens? If you don't have faith in me, and if I don't have faith in you, what happens? We don't ask for help. If I have faith in you, the moment I have difficulty, the first person would be, I'll call you. I need this help. Sometimes you feel reluctant to ask for help. I said, ask for help. And ask for it and you shall be given. People, you know, who have given their life to yagya, they have been looked after. So that sense of insecurity, all these doubts, they come because we don't have faith in our own self. Faith in our own self is very important. The moment we have faith in our own self, then everything becomes small. Material things, we know they are perishable. People today may have millions together, but the moment something like floods come, or fire happens, or earthquake comes, what would happen? What would we do then? Even if we have a house to live, even if we have a bank, but if the bank also goes in, becomes a pauper, what happens? So nothing is secure in this world. And everything is transitory. It keeps changing. What is steady, what is strong is our own stage, our connection with the Supreme. That should be strong. Things would keep changing. But if that connection is strong, then we feel strong. And that happens when we have long-term practice, what Baba says. We definitely need to prepare in physical resources. Baba also says that in the centers we should have these resources available. You know, in times of power failures we should have candles. It's not that we become careless. We have to be careful. We have to be attentive. We need to organize all these resources what are needed in times of crisis. But at the same time, we need to be prepared and have faith in our own self, faith in our own destiny, because we have created future for us. Things would change, but our connection with the Supreme Father is strong and it's steadfast. Like, we are not only preparing for this life, but we are preparing for so many births to come. What guarantee we have? Only guarantee is our own self, our effort making. Like we say that we would get inheritance for 21 births. So we are not just looking at short-term goals. We have long-term goals. We feel whatever we do today, we are creating fortune for the whole cycle. So when you are preparing for the whole cycle, so why do we think of the next 10 years or next 20 years? The next 10 years and 20 years are also safe for us. Like, we can see at a large distance. When we are short-sighted, when we only look in the present, we need to learn from our past and prepare for the future. Whatever we have done in the past, we need learning and relearning and preparing for our future. The moment we have that attention, then it is like, you look at things in a very broad way. See, if Baba, whatever Baba has given us, it has brought shift in our consciousness. That is the only thing which has happened. We are the same, the situations are same, but the consciousness has shifted. The focus has shifted. So our consciousness is unlimited. We know we are playing our role, and whatever happens would be good for us. Like, even if we take the next birth, even some of us leave this body and take next birth, what does we know? We know that we have a special role to play in the next birth also. So, but it's very important to be aware of this fact that whatever we do today, we are doing it for the whole cycle. Every effort which we make, every thought which we create should contribute for our next 21 births. Once Chanti Ben was sharing that there was an athlete which had come to London Center. You know, he was sharing his experience. He wanted to win a gold medal in the Olympics. And the whole 4 years he was preparing for it. Even if he was drinking water, he was saying whether it will take me closer to my goal. The consciousness was there all the time. The goal was clear to him. So our goal is also clear to us. That we would not let our intellect clouded. We would try to see through our third eye and see in such a way that everything is clear to us. Our focus is clear. And as I would say what Baba was saying today's Muli, that every moment we need to have joy. whatever we are doing, we need to have a bliss state of blissful. How would it happen? You know, like what Baba says, Atindriya Sukh, are this the pleasure or the happiness which is not based on senses? How would we get that? How would we attain that in this life? Because that is possible only in this life. How would we really achieve that? That would only happen when we have our consciousness is on a different level. If our consciousness is on the gross, focused on the gross objects, then we won't be able to feel that bliss. We can only feel that bliss when we have consciousness connected with the Supreme. And consciousness is focused, like what Brahma Baba used to tell, that he would look at the picture of Shri Krishna and repeatedly the thoughts would come to, okay, I'm going to become like this. So if our consciousness is focused on that golden age, on our special effort making, and also on our future attainment, then only we can stay in that bliss. Once a female sadhu had come here, and she was a worshipper of Shri Krishna. So I just told her, the moment she was entering Pandabhavan, I told her, I said, this is your, the one whom you pray for. She says, no, this is the younger one. I can't even quarrel with him. I can't even talk to him. Mine one is grown up. I can really converse with him. So those people are so much intoxicated. So our tuning, where do we tune ourselves? We can only, when our mind is tuned to that bliss. Like I remember, you know, with a stethoscope, you know, doctors use stethoscope and you try to hear the heart sounds. But when would you hear the heart sounds? When you're tuned to it. No one else can see that there's a rhythm problem or there's an extra sound. But if your mind is tuned to that, so if our intellect is tuned to that Supreme and that experience of that ecstasy, that happiness, then only we can do. So our intellect has to be like the third eye of wisdom, what we call. People, you know, show the third eye on the forehead. So the moment that third eye opens, we can then only have that special kind of bliss. And the moment we have that awakening, when we are aware of that possibility, then only happens. When we are not aware of that possibility that something can touch us, something can bless us. Like when we sit in the presence of Avyakta Baba, what is our feeling that time? You know, if someone comes there and measures the energy level, the energy level is so much at that particular moment. You know, people these days record the aura, they measure the EEG. So we need to be aware and we need to be tuned in. And when we are tuned in, then we can attain that happiness. So our whole focus is to keep our third eye of wisdom open. And when we are able to realize that potential, then our journey becomes smooth. We have that self-respect, self-esteem and self-confidence. And then self-realization also comes to us. And the realization that we are special, we are unique, and we have a bright future before us. Om Shanti.